Jewish Group Awards Trump Menorah for Israel Support, Fighting Anti-Semitism. By Joshua Klein on March 6, 2024. As President Joe Biden and fellow Democrats continue to pressure the Jewish state to forfeit a victory in its current war on Hamas, a Jewish delegation led by the Israel Heritage Foundation expressed gratitude to former President Donald Trump at his Mar-a-Lago estate, presenting him with a decorative menorah for his steadfast support of Israel and efforts to combat anti-Semitism. In a meeting that underscored the deep ties between Israel and its supporters in the United States, a Jewish delegation led by the Israel Heritage Foundation, IHF, convened with former President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago last week. The gathering marked the solidarity and appreciation for the unwavering support the former president has shown towards the Jewish community and the State of Israel. Founded in 1974 by Holocaust survivors, the IHF, under the leadership of Dr. Joseph Frager and Rabbi Katz, works to strengthen Israel's sovereignty and battle anti-Semitism. The nonprofit organization, represented by Executive Director Rabbi David Katz, Executive Vice President Dr. Joseph Frager, and Executive President Dr. Stephen Soloway, were joined by Chairman Commissioner of the Nassau County Bridge Authority Samuel Namias, philanthropist Louis Topper, and Genesis 10 CEO Harley Lippman. Together they expressed gratitude for Trump's contributions, including the historic U.S. Embassy move to Jerusalem, the recognition of the Golan Heights as Israeli territory, and the initiation of the Abraham Accords, all of which have played crucial roles in fostering peace and stability in the Middle East. The historic Trump-brokered Abraham Accords peace agreements that were entered between Israel and multiple Arab allies. In a symbolic gesture of peace and partnership, the delegation presented Trump with a silver menorah, accompanied by the biblical verse, "Behold, I give to him my covenant of peace," a proclamation resonating with the message of peace. A plaque at the candelabrum's base reads, "This menorah, which represents the eternal light of the world, is presented to President Donald J. Trump in honor and celebration of doing what no other man has ever done, and that is to make peace between Israel, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco and Sudan in the extraordinary Abraham Accords." At the event, Trump, who continues to receive significant support from Orthodox and Hasidic Jewish communities in the U.S., advocated for Israel's right to defend itself, especially in light of ongoing conflicts and the rise of anti-Semitism. He was particularly vocal about the importance of combating threats to Israel's security, such as the U.S.-designated terror group Hamas. The Islamist organization perpetrated the worst terrorist attack in Israel's history on October 7 in an operation stemming from its radical beliefs. Targeting civilians at a music festival and in towns, the massacre saw terrorists kill approximately 1,200 and wound over 5,300, with at least 242 hostages taken, with more than remaining in Gaza. The meeting, which reinforced the strong ties between the Jewish community and one of its key supporters, closed on a note of hope for future engagements, underscoring a continued partnership and shared goals between the former president and the IHF. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter at Joshua Klein.